And then that was the main part to get off that grain corn, and you made your hominy.
I see. If this corn is ground up, do they call it something else? After it's hominy, then it's ground up?
Meals, when it's ground. You could get them to do something to the meal, would loosen up something and make you a bag of grits. Made it coarser. You know,
and did they use the lye to make grits too?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, it was made differently. It's ground.
That was made when you ground your meal. You ground your meal. Now, I've heard my daddy say, tell them to grind that meal pretty fine. Well, Ma had to sift it and sift it to get them little husks out. After we married, they sifted that meal then at the grist mill. You didn't have none of that unless you wanted to take it home.
All the water meals you talking about.
Is there such, what's hominy grits? Is that different from grits, or is that just
No, it's just like these grits we buy, only it wasn't quite as fine. They're taking a little longer to cook.
I see. Then it's not necessarily hominy that's been made into grits.
No.
It's just an expression.
Mm-hmm, I don't know how to make this now, but I remember that
so
other.
So terrible. All right. The black stuff that you have to clean out of the stove every so often.
That's called smut. No, sut. Sut or smut? S-U-T-T or S-M-U-T-T. I think it's both things. We say get the smut all off me or get the sut off me. No, the sut come down the chimney. Anyway.
Okay, right now you're sitting in a
chair.
Right. There's a large piece of furniture like this. What would you call this that Mr. Sitting on
sofa or couch?
Sofa,
couch, sofa. Either
is there a difference?
I don't know. I don't know whether or not.
Okay. I don't remember, but he had a
couch. A couch is open up to a bed, I think, and a sofa just you sit on it like that.
I heard the black people in Mississippi have referred to some piece of furniture similar to this as a dufo. Have you ever
a what?
A dufo. Have you heard that?
No,
I wondered if it was a brand name, you know, that somebody made it.
I don't know.
I'm just curious about that.
If you ever do find out, I sure would love to know.
I would too.
It's in the dictionary, Daddy. Dufo. D-U-F-O-E or F-O-U? What?
Don't
know. Would that be?
Now they had beds that went under the big bed, too, you know.
Now, them was tumble beds, weren't they?
Tumble beds. Of course, you know that.
What about some furniture that you'd find in a bedroom?
Find in a bedroom? Mm-hmm. You generally find a chest, a bed, and a bedside table.
All right, now this place where you store your clothes that you just mentioned, the chest, now what would it look like?
You just step right inside and look for
it. No, you tell me. You describe it.
It's just a piece of furniture with three or four drawers in it for each thing, like sheets for one.
Right, now did it have a mirror on top?
Well, mine don't, but it has a mirror that hangs over it. But most of them was called dressers.
Now that's what I'm driving at. I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
A chest of drawers and a dresser are different.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I got a dresser in this room here. Did have a mirror. But I think I gave it to somebody when we moved here and put another. But this one in here is a chest.
All right, now what about one, what about bureau? Now what's it like?
What?
A bureau. That's like, mostly like a...
Is that the same as a
dresser? Dresser, yeah. And they were called, mostly back in maybe the 1800s, 1890s, like that, they were bureaus. And then they come into a dresser. And then when they don't have the mirror, it's a chest.
And you don't sit down to a dresser, do you?
No, you sit down to a dressing table.
I see.
Most.
I see.
I don't see how they ever do anything, sit down for a dressing table.
People now don't sit down to do their hair.
I guess when you have long hair.
Well, with
now
mine.
You sit down and comb it out here and flat it up. We had long, it didn't make no difference how you looked. Now you sit down. You sit down under a dryer and somebody to tangle it and everything.
Yes, that's true. All of these things that we've been talking about are pieces of
furniture.
Just say it for me. Now, you have